This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call the show. Hey, look, I am in the process of trying to get to back to Salem, Oregon. Nothing's finalized yet, but we are in the works. As soon as we know more details around that, I will let everybody know. I am thrilled at the possibility of getting back there. And for the record, if you do want me in your market, let the station know that, you know, where we're broadcasting, where you're hearing the show, and we'll try to get something set up. I love coming out and visiting with the folks. So anytime, would love to do it. Let's just contact me at kjradio.com, and my folks will get it all set up for us. And it's a thrill for me. So don't think of it as you're doing, you know, it's not me doing you a favor. It's you, us doing each other a favor, because I love getting out there and the outpouring of support for the work that we do here, and I truly appreciate you guys. So let's make that happen. I want to begin this hour talking about Obama's record, 8 years of war. The guy who got the Nobel Peace Prize and said that we would be out of these various wars, and we are still in the wars. And I got to tell you, I feel confident that Donald Trump is going to evaluate these wars that we're in, and he's going to take care of them. Think about. I haven't heard much about ISIS, and I think we're going to cover that later this week just to kind of get an update on what's going on with ISIS, because right now it appears we're winning. And I talked about it earlier in the broadcast where Donald Trump says, I'm going to chase ISIS, you know, I'm going to eradicate them or kick their butts off the face of the earth, and he's suddenly doing it. So we're going to chronicle how things are going with ISIS. The other thing, lowest economic growth in American history. That's what we had under Obama. Are you looking at this economy, folks? I'm going to get more into this when I start discussing what's happening in the temperature of D.C. It's suddenly getting a little bit warmer for Donald Trump. It's less cold. And it's going to shock you what we talk about, the people who are starting to come on board with Donald Trump. So we're going to talk about that. Record number of mass shootings. You guys have heard me talk about this. The number of school shootings in the era of Obama has been redonky-donk. It is ridiculous. The number of mass shootings in the general public is, the numbers are staggering. It's almost like when I compare the decade by decade of terror attacks in the United States, and you see how many happened in the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. If you look at how many mass shootings there were in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and now what we have under Obama, in the eight-year period of Obama, it will blow your mind. As well as the number of people on food stamps. I mean, we talk about this all the time, but we have a government under Obama who actually bragged to the UN of the number of people we have on our food stamp program. They sent a report to the UN bragging about this. I mean, when you want to think about perspective, I want you to understand that you have a government that measures itself, pats itself on the back at a time when we increased our food stamp rolls by 16.7 million. They're patting themselves on the back. Yeah, look at what we did. See, they looked at it as, we're so wealthy, we could absorb those people on food stamps. Congratulations to us, you know, that we were willing to go trillions of dollars into debt so we could let a bunch of lazy people stay off work in an economy where, quite frankly, the government couldn't create any jobs, at least good jobs. But we created an environment where people say, you know what, I'm not going to go out there and forge ahead for myself and my family. I'm going to take from others. I'm able to work. But I'm not going to take that menial job. It's beneath me. Let me ask you this. If your kids are starving, would you work? Would you go out and say, you know what, I'll go get a job. We'll scale back. We've done it before, folks. I don't know about you. I know I have. And I suspect most of you have. But instead, what the left does is they go, oh, man, the government didn't take care of me. And when they lose their, don't misunderstand me, your unemployment benefits are yours. But once you go off unemployment, when that runs out, you're now at the behest, at the welfare of other people. And you know what they did? They extended it. Barack Obama extended welfare. And then from like, I don't know how many months, but it was up to 2 years. Don't do anything for 2 years. Then after that, they started claiming disability. And people are staying on disability. They found the ruse of the loophole in the system. And they took advantage of it. They took advantage of you. And they've been trained to do this. How sick is that? I mean, I want you to imagine the frontier days when a farmer got sick or lost a crop or whatever. What did he do? How did he forge ahead for his family? How about we get that sense of urgency about ourselves and stop being dependent upon some centralized government to take care of everything? Should it be easier? Absolutely. But it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be dealing with, just abject, lazy people. People that will tell you to your face, I'm not working. You will pay for me. What about the insurance cost of Obamacare? That's what Barack Obama gave us. What about a national debt that he doubled? More than doubled. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'll cut the budget. He cut a budget that was already three times higher than it needed to be because Bush had expanded the budget. If I can't cut the deficit in half. Well, anybody could have cut the deficit in half after Bush. He added over, $1.5 trillion new dollars to the deficit. He gave us the worst rioting since the 1960s and the worst race relations since then as well. There's hardly a major city in this country that hasn't been touched by some leftist group. Antifa, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, you name it. KKK. There's not a, think about it. Cleveland, Baltimore, Atlanta, Berkeley, California, Missouri, St. Louis, Chicago, you name it. There's been something. He's given us racial strife, and you name it. He increased the gap between the rich and the poor. Substantially. The guy who says he was going to make a difference between Main Street and Wall Street, and he was going to, go after the venture capitalists, blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't care. As long as venture capitalists are doing things legally, I don't care. What I care about is when they write rules that favor the very wealthy and at our expense, and then the politicians support it. They pretend they're going to go after him. He didn't go after anybody. And Barack Obama, he didn't create any. The guy who had the opportunity to raise the level of the ocean lowered it, and in doing so, lowered it for blacks. He is a disgrace, and I'm going to play a clip where Trump says the same thing when we talk about dreamers. Folks, that's what the left loves. They love losers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping. You know what's funny? I was my book is at racepimping.com. We're going to be talking about a lot more about teapartycommunity.com. There have been some issues with the site because we transferred over to a new site, and it's now mobile ready. But go check it out when you get a chance. Give me your feedback. Tech team's working on it. We got hackers. Guys, you wouldn't believe what we face by trying to promote this site to you. But the reason why I bring this up is because Hillary Clinton's got a new site. I don't know if you guys, have you guys heard of this site? It's called Verit. I think it's V-E-R-R-I-T. But it might have two T's. Or, you know, anyway, it's some spelling of Verit. And it has to do with, like, verify, veracity, that kind of thing. Truth. I don't know if that's Latin. I don't speak Latin. E pluribus unum. But, anyway, it's supposed to be a site dedicated to, the get this, 65.8 million people that voted for Hillary Clinton. Yeah. So, I don't know if that number's right. And to be honest with you, I don't care how many people voted for Hillary Clinton. The only thing that number tells me is the number of friggin' idiots we have in this country. If 65.8 million people voted for a lying crook and a scoundrel, shame on you. But that's your cross to bear. Anyway, I read this article. It was in The Verge. And it's Clinton endorsed this site that was made by somebody. I'll get to the details here in a second. And immediately it was attacked. It was hacked. Now, I don't know if it was the Russians. I don't know if it was a right-wing anti-Clinton group. I don't know. But I can tell you, they call it a sophisticated hack. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We've been hacked. I look at it this way. This sophisticated, unsophisticated, it's hacked. Does it matter? I mean, look, most of us are running WordPress sites. It's become kind of the de facto site. And these sites are all hackable. I told you guys, get rid of the idea that your data is your data. If somebody wants to go after your data, they can get it. So, anyway, they've been hacked, and it brought the site down. I think they got it back up on Monday. I'm not sure. I didn't go to visit the stupid thing. But here's what they say about the site. Right after Trump took office, BuzzFeed News reporter Charlie Wartzel described counter-programming on the right as a parallel universe that operates as a mirror image of its mainstream counterpart with its own alternative facts, audience, and interpretation of the truth. Now, what they're saying is this, folks. You quit listening to the mainstream media. That bothers them so much. I cannot tell you, believe this. I feel like Trump when I say that. You can believe this. They hate that. For so long, they controlled us. And I'm going to get to how they're going to get over on us if we are not careful. That's why I brought up Tea Party Community. Well, let's just go into it real quick because I'll come back to the other. Zuckerberg is now, he's mandatory saying he wants to control your camera and your speaker on your computer or your cell phone when you sign up for Facebook. It's now mandatory that you have Messenger. And in the fine print, it says, you must give me permission to operate your phone or whatever without your permission. If you don't believe me, Google that and you'll see. Think about everything you've given up on Facebook to begin with. You put all your pictures and your memories and all that, and they make it, you've been on for 3 years. Check out your memories. And you're putting all your thoughts because it's your little space in the universe. You say, you know what, I'm depressed today, I was upset, I'm happy, I'm elated, new baby, new this, new job, whatever. You put it all out on Facebook and share it with all of your friends, and they know all your interconnections. I want you to think about how easy you make it for them. You say, yeah, that's my friend. That person is mad with me, I'm just connecting with them now. That's my old high school buddy, that's my old high school boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You explain your life. If somebody took your little Facebook profile, they could rebuild your life for you, probably better than you remember it. Just being honest. Connecting your friends. Remember when we were here? All the little things. That's what they do. So they no longer own you on media. So now they're going after you on social media. And Zuckerberg, the guy who says, I'm going to run for president in 2020, has all the data on every single one of you. Of us. And you trust him. So anyway, they now want to get this site. Let me go back to what they said. They said, you're the counter culture of media. You're creating your own media universe, and they don't like that. And they're saying that your media is not truthful in comparison to theirs. The fake news media is accusing you of being fake. You go out on, you know, the Black Sphere, or you go out on Breitbart or the Daily Caller or whatever, and they're accusing you of being fakes. Because you want to know the truth. Because you've become a sophisticated news connoisseur. You now can sense when something doesn't smell right. And they're going, they're on to us. So they said, a new website called Verit, it is V-E-R-R-I-T, is that nightmare coming full circle. They say, while it might not have outlandish conspiracy theories or careless whoppers, though there's certainly plenty of that on the left too, they admit, Verit is the counter programming to the pro-Trump media. So they're trying to counter you. an enclave for liberal thoughts that is proudly and explicitly for the 65.8 million people who voted for Hillary Clinton. It is the blue MAGA hat of websites. Now, I want you to notice a couple things. One, blue MAGA. Blue Make America Great Again. They're stealing that. They're starting their own counter media to the to its own media, mind you. And they say it's going to be for liberal people, 65.8 million. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love the concept because what do I want? I want to build a Facebook-like site with 60-something million people that voted for Donald Trump so we can have conservative thought. The difference is ours is correct. And when I go into the next series of discussion, because I want to talk about how Donald Trump is winning, how you're winning, and a big hint to that when we come back in a bit. But I'm going to prove to you that if when we put our thought processes together, the world takes notice. Because Tea Party community is a site of action. It's not words. It is community-based. You go out, we're going to have millions of people going out and doing things in the community. I'll talk about one thing that we did here to help a hurricane victim just briefly. We got their electricity back on. They lost their air conditioning unit and had a 90-something-year-old parent. And we paid for that as part of Tea Party community to do our little part in Houston. And we're also sending wheelchairs and some other stuff. But that's the stuff we will document. And that's what's going to change the left on us. We're coming, you know, they're looking at all these words, DACA and all these other things. Look at what they're doing. When they come back and they look at everything you do, when they measure you by your deeds, not your words, we will start to win. Anyway, this website was crashed. It isn't going to do well. That's my prediction. But Tea Party community, once we work out our kinks, it will do well. And you're going to help me with it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Are you and what have you done with Nancy Pelosi? What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Why did I say that? I say that because Nancy Pelosi has got a change of heart. I don't know what's going on. The Democrats apparently have a new message, a strategy, whatever you want to call it. But they're saying, at least Nancy Pelosi is, stop criticizing President Trump. I see it as a strategy. I think that they still have miscalculated Donald Trump yet again. I can't believe in my heart of hearts that Nancy Pelosi is now saying to herself, we have to go and stop being obstructionist. Recently, Pelosi surprised Democrats with this. Here's what she said. The voters don't want to hear us criticizing the president. Pelosi said that this was a choice. They made a decision. She is actually trying to show you some respect, some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Shoot. Nancy Pelosi. I don't know what happened here, folks. She went on to say this. And to criticize a president personally is to disrespect their judgment. So I say to my members, this is about what we're going to do. He says, this is about what we're going to do. In other words, we have to stop criticizing Trump and start putting together our own agenda. Fine. Put together your agenda. I agree with her. They got their new message. Better, better, better. Make it better. She was speaking to the editorial board at the Denver Post. And she was discussing the Democrats' agenda, which, of course, ironically, is focused on the economy. Which I'm just saying, look, if you're going to... There's only one strategy with the economy. Because I'm going, what could your focus be, Democrats? You had the economy for the better part of three decades. You certainly had it the last decade. And you ruined it. Despite being obstructionist, Donald Trump has the economy humming. I'm talking about folks with people hating on him. Donald Trump gets up in the morning and goes, so what's all the negatives? And they go, the Democrats hate you. They hate you. They're trying to torpedo this. He goes, okay, great. Throws it away and boom. What's he do? Hey, we're experiencing 3% GDP. Obama never was able to do that. We got unemployment at an all-time low. We're still creating jobs. The economy's robust. It's flirt. And it's not even a joke. It's not even hyperbole in any way, shape, or form. And the media doesn't even cover it. Well, I shouldn't say that. The New York Times admitted that the economy is much better under President Trump than it was under Obama. I saw the article and went, what? They admitted it. CNN reported this. This was back in July. The President Trump has created as many jobs in his first 6 months than Barack Obama created in his last 6 months. Let me translate, folks. Here's the July jobs report. Employers added 1,074,000 jobs during Trump's first 6 months, 4 months in office. That essentially matches the 1,084,000 jobs created during President Obama's last 6 months in office. Both round the 1.1 million, and the 10,000 difference is well within the margin of error of the Labor Department estimates. So in other words, Trump in 6 months has done more than Obama in 8 years. And CNN dare not compare. I double dare them. They dare not compare these presidents' terms equally because, as you've heard come across my little lips, Obama lost 4 million jobs in his first 6 months. So do the math. Extrapolate that Obama lost 4 million jobs in his first 6 months and then supposedly gained 1 million jobs in his last 6 months. So that was his year. Bookends. Donald Trump has gained 1 million jobs in his first 6 months. So if you extrapolate that, he's going to gain 100 million jobs or something crazy in his last 6 months. I'm joking, but don't be surprised if Donald Trump consistently gains 1 million jobs a month over the period of his presidency. He's going to have us having to hire little kids. We're going to have to hire your babies. My 10-year-old may have to go to work. I got him signed up. I'll tell you that. I'm just saying, in the first 6 months of inheriting an economic mess, Donald Trump's already turned it around. What do you think's going to happen when these obstructionists leave him alone? Pelosi's comments were made in advance of a meeting she was having. It was titled a Progressive Women's Event. And she weighed in on a lot of different things, including the aftermath of Harvey. And here's what she said. It's too early to judge Trump on his response to Tropical Storm, it's a hurricane, Harvey. We haven't seen it. He's been gracious. He went to Corpus Christi, which is sort of appropriate for him to do because it's in the heart of the storm. It would be a challenge to accommodate a president, Pelosi said, adding she's worried about his proposed cuts to FEMA. So you can see she's not completely lost on who she is, but she's certainly starting to make a turn. She says, you can't do that, meaning cut FEMA. I'm just saying, if you look at this in its totality, Pelosi is doing the biggest mea culpa that's been done in the last 2 years, maybe in the last decade, because they felt like they were winning. But certainly in the last 2 years, this is the biggest mea culpa of a Democrat I've ever seen. In this recent swath of violence that's been committed by Antifa, Pelosi commented on this, and it blew my mind. She condemned them. I think if there's some people who are acting in a violent way, that they should be prosecuted. And I don't care who they are, where they are, whatever organization they belong to. Now, she says this about Antifa. I don't think she means it about Black Lives Matter. But it's a step. It's a step in the right direction. I know it probably shocked a lot of us, and I was, because the Democrats need Antifa. Antifa went too far. He says, you're talking about some individuals. You're not talking about the far left of the Democratic Party. They're not even Democrats. She's a lie. That's why she's condemning them. They're not us. He says a lot of them are socialists or anarchists or whatever. What does she think they are? They're socialist. And many of the Democrats are anarchists, whether they have a label, but they're anarchists. I mean, they can call themselves Democrats or whatever, but they're from the left. See, the left has a great, they are so good at saying, no, the evil part of that is not us. Oh, yeah, it is. You're nothing but evil. And I can prove it. Don't get me talking about black people. She says, violence is by anybody is to be rejected and dealt with, but that's not who we are. Oh, it is who you are. Something is afoot in D.C., everybody. I'm telling you this. I want you to pay attention. Nancy Pelosi has said, stop criticizing the president. Let's go with our agenda. Okay, great. And she's denounced one of her attack dog groups, knowing it's her attack dog group, knowing that they finance Antifa. What next? Will she denounce Black Lives Matter? Will she denounce Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and that ilk? Will she denounce Planned Parenthood? I mean, they're full of surprises these days. But ask yourself why. Antifa has been around for quite some time now. It is the new, harder version of Occupy Wall Street. It's really no different other than they bring weapons and cover their faces. That's why they get mad when they're outed. When they send them up to the, you know, the police station and they have to, you get a chance to see exactly who they are. You know now who they hang out with. You know who these people are. And Pelosi's denouncing them while asking her members not to criticize President Trump, reserving judgment, and so on. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not naive enough to believe that the Democrats have had some kind of a change of heart. They haven't. For that to happen, they would need a heart, right? And America knows the devious nature of Democrats because we've dealt with the Clintons. We've had WikiLeaks expose them. We've had the Russian hackers, whoever. They've shown us the ugly inner workings of the Democrat Party, the DNC and all of them. And they don't care about us. But you can't lower your guard. But understand something, folks. Change is happening here. When you have the political industrial complex at your disposal, you've got media, you've got entertainment, you've got social media. The Democrats have it all. The only thing they don't have, they don't have Congress any longer, and they don't have the presidency. But they had that. Think about it this way. They had every aspect of media and the political industrial complex, including Congress, in the first 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, and they lost it all. And since then, it's been creeping away. They lost Congress. They lost media. So now they've got social media. But something's happening here, folks. And I'm telling you, you're going to remember, if you listen to this or go back and listen to this podcast on demand, you're going to remember this conversation I was having with you. Pelosi didn't change her tactics for nothing.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Outraged tonight over a controversial decision over a political t-shirt worn to school. Thanks for staying with us here at 6 o'clock. I'm Tracy Hutchins.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Dunstan. Sharon and Ben are off tonight. A Cherokee County teacher getting in hot water over political comments and actions she took in the classroom.
But is social media turning it into a bigger controversy, or is it helping draw the appropriate attention to the issue? CBS 46 political reporter Giovanna Derpuk is live in Woodstock, where, Giovanna, some people want that teacher to lose her job over this.
Yes, they do, Tracy, and as you can imagine, they weren't afraid to express that on social media, where the story quickly spread and the video went viral.
flip their shirt inside out because it says Trump on the top.
You're watching a classroom video that landed a River Ridge High School teacher into trouble. Turning Point USA, a conservative education nonprofit organization, posted it. And it wasn't long before Tara Lee, a River Ridge High parent, saw it.
It started being shared on Facebook. So as soon as I saw it, I just immediately thought, this isn't going to be good.
She agrees with the Cherokee County School Superintendent. He said the teacher was wrong to tell the students they couldn't wear their pro-Trump Make America Great Again t-shirts in class.
You cannot wear a swastika to school.
I'm just curious, like, why she's bringing up neo-Nazis in there, because I don't see the relation myself.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw this story. It's been around for a few days, and I gotta tell you, it bothers me that you wear something that says "Make America Great Again." And agreed, it's Donald Trump's saying, right? I mean, it's his campaign slogan. But it's four words: "Make America Great Again." That speak to who we are as Americans. I mean, what else do we want to make? Russia great again? Make America great again. It's four words put together. You know, that Donald Trump used, but what was Barack Obama? Change we can believe in. If somebody wore a Change We Can Believe In shirt to school, I wouldn't be mad. I'd probably go, that's Obama's slogan, so you're probably an Obama person. But if you believe in that type of a slogan, who am I to tell you not to wear the shirt? The thing that's bothering me the most about this is that I would never have believed growing up that I would live in an America where if you showed patriotism towards your country, you get kicked out of school, potentially beat up. At the end of that segment, the lady has a shirt on and it just says something like Memorial Day or something like that, and it's a flag. And she was like, I'm really afraid this shirt I'm wearing someday won't be allowed. It's a flag shirt that was honoring Memorial Day or Veterans Day or whatever. I think it was a Memorial Day. And I'm thinking, it's amazing to me to see the flag and to hold it in the esteem that I hold it in, and I think most of you, and to believe that people want to spit on it, they want to burn it, that Kaepernick wants to take a knee when we're honoring it. And ironically, people want to make him a hero. They see him as a guy standing up for rights. What are you talking about? I mean, talk about throwing our history out the window, what the United States has done to help the world. We saved the world against Nazi aggression. And the very people who did it are called Nazis here in America. Make America great again. To this teacher, a math teacher no less, not even poli-sci, not sociology, not civics, math, says to a student, you got to turn your shirt inside out. You're saying, make America great again. Wow. Her political ideology leaking over into math class. It's happened before. I remember when I was talking about this subject years ago, and I said to myself, I'm blessed to have gotten an engineering degree because, you know, the STEM programs, math is math. Physics is physics. You know, the laws apply the way they apply, and that's it. And so I don't need to hear, you know, the political opinions or whatever. But what's funny is today, because education has become so corrupted with leftism, it doesn't matter what class you're in. You could be in woodshop, and the teacher is probably going to be lefty. It's sad to me. So, you know, just think about this. And look, I don't want to overstate this. I really don't. I'm not trying to draw this out. I really am perplexed at how we've gotten to this point where people can openly say, I hate the flag, I hate America, I hate Make America Great Again, I hate America First. I remember when Trump first, you know, he did Make America Great Again, then he came out with America First, and the left were like, why's it got to be America First? And I was like, well, what should he put? America Third? What would you want to, what would make you okay with Donald Trump saying something about America? Give me the number. America, she's just okay. It's a campaign slogan. And, oh, by the way, it's nationalism. And what's funny, when you talk about nationalism with the left, you know, the very first words out of their mouths, it's white nationalism. The people who have benefited in this country the most happen to be minorities, and they do nothing but complain. I'm sure there's some amazing things going on in Africa. I've been there. I know there's some very wealthy people. I've sat with them. Very wealthy. There's nothing about the country I want. I wouldn't want to live there. Unless I was one of the super wealthy, where I had my own generator and I could, you know, get my own, where I had to want for nothing outside of the compound, I wouldn't even set foot. I mean, other than to visit, it's nice. I love the continent, and then I'm gone. And to be honest, if I never went back, I wouldn't care. So, you know, I'm looking at all these black folks that talk about. And, you know, what's the benefit? You know, a hatred of America. I've seen it with my own eyes. Been at ball games where black people will not stand for the national anthem. Don't put their hand over their heart. Don't care at all. And I say, well, where do you want to live? I mean, what country hasn't oppressed somebody else or done something to an indigenous people? Just then go there. It's not some back to Africa thing. I don't care. I'm just saying, if there's some place that makes you happier where you're not going to be bellyaching all the time, go there. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been there. There's nothing about it that you're going to come back and go, oh, man, it was amazing. I've got to go live in the motherland. You'll go, it was amazing to see. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. Woo! But I was so glad to get back home. That's going to be your reaction. You'll love the people. You will love the wildlife. You will love the exotic fruits. You will love the rustic nature of it all. You will love it's thrilling. It's exhilarating. I could go on. And it's very different. It's a cultural experience that you can have nowhere else in the world, which is probably true of most cultural experiences. But when it's all said and done, you want to come home. I'll give you 2 weeks max. And you're longing. I mean, and the thing about it is there's so many unknowns. You drop into one country to go to another. It isn't as simple as crossing the border from Georgia to Florida or South Carolina to North Carolina. It's not quite like that. Anyway, back to this shirt. Patriotic shirts should be no limitation to the freedom of speech in your patriotic shirt. And quite frankly, I don't care what shirt you wear. I think most conservatives, we look at this and say, if you want to out yourself, your politics, or I like monster trucks, or I love, you know, the New York Giants, or whatever it may be, go for it. I don't know when that switch occurred. When we're supposed to, you know, they blank out shirt logos when you're watching TV. They'll blank out the logo. I don't even know why, because you obviously can't see it. But I don't know whether it's political or the group didn't advertise with them. But we've gotten to where we do this. We revise history. Do you know they've gone back into TV shows and movies and taken out certain words? Wow. Because it might be offensive. Is that the history that we want to leave? A history that's completely been rewritten? I'm happy that we can now write history in a much different way than we did in the past. We can give people truth now.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.